This article was previously published on Guelph Today. 7 apartment buildings, including a 24-story structure, is part of a 750-unit housing complex proposal for a well-known piece of the Ward neighborhood. Officials redeveloping the former W.C. Wood Plant 2 property presented its development concept to residents on Tuesday night. Housing looks to be the main focus of the plans for the property. But there is also a new neighborhood park, open spaces, a courtyard, trails and more in mind. There will also be opportunities for commercial space. The proposal shows vehicle entrances from Elizabeth and Huron Streets. There are 825 parking spaces being proposed, as well as 563 spaces for bicycle parking. During an initial meeting in June, Wood Development Group President Susan Frasson said she is a huge advocate for affordable housing, and will do her very best to incorporate affordable housing into designs. The housing would be a mix in sizes, from studio apartments to three-bedroom units. The rail corridor that runs through the middle of the 9.5-acre site is envisioned to be what it calls an eco-corridor, with a multi-use path running through and across it. The vision for the eco-corridor also includes elements that recall the ward's cultural heritage and places where pets and people of all ages can play or relax, officials detailed in the presentation. The park is in its infancy stages, with options being contemplated between the planning team and the Wellington Catholic District School Board as it pertains to the schoolyard for Sacred Heart to the southeast of the property. As for the current focal point, the over-century-old factory building, the plan is to conserve it and make it the backdrop for the community. Redevelopment of the site will include restoring the building's windows and converting into apartments, the report says. Sensitive two-story additions will maintain its integrity and character. The next meeting is scheduled for the spring 2025, where a draft urban design master plan will be presented. For now, officials are asking for your input through a community survey online. You can also view the development concept on the project website.